our hearts to your truth. You will not be looking to who we are, what we have in you, what we can do by your power at work in us. We see glory on this morning. We see glory. We see you and ourselves in the Son. We receive clarity, insight. There's no contradiction in our heart, no doubt in this place. We live here firm with a stronger conviction of the power within. We live here manifesting the power of God everywhere, healing all manner of diseases and sicknesses, as in our devils. And with the gift of faith, we sustain the natural. This is much more we receive. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew 16. So this is a continuation of Acts of Power. We saw Acts of Power in March, earlier this year. It's looking as though it's already last 4 years. How many of you think I have to use? That's about it. It's looking as though it's last 4 years. So what we just do is we'll pick it up from where we stop. Even though now, Acts of Power, we look at healing, right? We look at healing. We look at working of miracles. Then we look at casting out devils, right? Yeah, so what we'll do now is that we'll just zero in, like what it's called, Acts of Power. So we'll not be able to look at all the gifts in and by the Spirit, or what you call the gifts of the Spirit. Rather, we'll now look at, we'll zero in on the power gifts. Is that okay? I know some of you, some of you like power gifts. You never, you still want to give Jesus. So, all we do is we'll zero in. Are you clear? Okay, Mark 16. So, Acts of Power 6. Right? That will continue for life. Just like Acts of Power 120. Don't be surprised. Acts of Power 6. Alright. Mark 16:15. And he said unto them, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believes not shall be damned. Verse 17. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing. Notice what the other verse is. If. It is a when they. Hallelujah. If they. Not when they drink. Some of you say, ah, the Bible says, if I drink any deadly thing. Ipo, where are you? Or Jig. Is Jig still in market? Or they've been chased away. Hypo, where are you? Then you start looking for hypo yourself. And then you drink hypo like you are drinking fruit juice. You know? You are ready to meet your Lord and Savior. Face to face. We behold it. Face to face. Hallelujah. So he said, if they drink any deadly thing, they shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick. And they shall recover. So Jesus lays the credence, yeah? In giving the Great Commission, he gave some things. He gave some details. A list of things that will be a sign of the Great Commission. Because there's this sign. These signs. Verse 17. This sign. The word sign is the word Semeion. S-E-M-E-I-O-N. Semeion. Not Simeon. Come on. Semeion. S-E-M-E-I-O-N. It's an indication. You know, to say, this is an indication. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you clear? Simeon? An indication. You use 77 times. So, the moment you use the word sign, it must be a sign of something. You get it? So, by saying these signs, you must be able to relate that sign of something. That is, this is an indication of something. Is that clear? So, sign does not just go like that. There's a sign. So, it must be a sign of something because it is an indication. An indication does not stand on its own. It's an indication of something. Hallelujah. So, it says this sign. So, what will the sign be of in Mark 16, 17? If you back up, he was talking about the resurrection. Of course, Mark did not give a detailed account, but in Luke 24, we saw it from verse 25 where he began to rebuke them and said, oh fool and so of heart, to believe what the prophet has spoken, ought not Christ to suffer these things and enter his glory, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Then in verse 44, we saw that he said, all these things I've spoken unto you. In the Psalms and the prophets. In the Psalms, in the prophets, in Moses the prophet, the Psalms, of the things that were written about me, that it might come to pass. Then he opened their understanding. Hallelujah. So, we saw that it wasn't about what? The resurrection. Hallelujah. Huh? When he said, ought not Christ to suffer and enter into his glory. That would be about what? His death and his resurrection. Right? So, then after then, he now gave them the great commission. So, when he now says, this sign shall follow. It will now be the sign of what? Whatever he has been talking about earlier. That is, the sign will be the sign that Jesus is raised from the dead. Do you understand me? Huh? All those signs that you saw in Mark 16:15. When do? Huh? All those signs that you saw in Mark 16:17. That these signs shall follow. In my name, they will cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. They will lay hands on the sick. What else? They drink and deadly things shall not by any means solve them. Take up serpents. Hallelujah. Of God's serpents does not mean you run. You go to zoo. I'm looking for serpents. Is that clear? You don't need to go to zoo. Serpent means every walk of the devil. Is that clear? Yeah. So, they will take up serpents. Meaning that whatever is the work of the devil, probably in an area, in a community, of course, you will break it down. That's how to take up serpents. That's how to trample upon serpents. Not that you will now go to a zoo. Like the story of a man in the University of Ibadan some years ago. He said he's the second Daniel. And they should lock him in the lion's den. They did not want to lock him. He begged them. He said, let him prove it. And of course, they locked him. Hallelujah. They locked him and nothing happened to him. He came out. And the priest was like, ah, nothing happened. Yes, sir, you have power. He said, lock me again. So that was the end of the beginning. Hallelujah. So, he has escaped the first condemnation. Hallelujah. So they push him to the lion's den again. And behold, our God shall bring us home. The lion did some exercise. Gymnasia. Bodily exercise on the man. Yeah? You know, I think the first time Babylon was just fed, you know, just recently fed. The goat meat is there. They have to kill the lion. The lion eats a human. He wants more. Yeah. So, they just have to kill the lion. So, all of this is this. So, taking off serpent, it's not like you go to Zeus and you say, take me to the University of Ibadan of the zoo, zoological garden. I want to take off serpent. Which species? Please don't try cobra. Don't try to take off cobra. In fact, the wisdom of God is that you run. Hallelujah. Eh? Run for your life. Except you are beaten by him, like Paul. You know, Paul, you don't go and meet the viper. The viper came to Paul. You know, there are two things. Don't go and start looking for the viper. I said, Paul. The viper attached his head to Paul's like, Paul shook in the fire. You know that song? Shake off the beast into the fire. I don't know if you don't know the lyrics. You know, shake off the beast? Ah, come on! Then, you the song. But you don't know that shake off the beast. That's how it's about. It's shake off the beast into the fire. That's what Paul did in Acts 28. Alright, so. Okay. Taking off serpents will mean taking off the works of the devil. Can we say, even casting out demons will be taking off serpents? Hallelujah. Alright, so, Jesus said, this Simeon, that is, this indication will follow they that believe. The sign will be a sign of what again? The resurrection. That Jesus is raised from the dead. So, the sign that Jesus is raised from the dead will follow those that believe in the same. Now, he now wants to give us a list. He gave us a list. So, the writer of the four Gospels, I've said it before, that there are no four Gospels. Rather, there's one Gospel with four accounts. Four human accounts. Is that clear? Is that clear? Uh-huh. Alright, so, the writer of the Gospels, the show us the picture of Jesus, and of course we all know that Jesus did miracles. He is the one that did miracles. This Jesus did it. A lot of them. A whole lot. So, these signs that Jesus has been raised from the dead will follow. So, a Simeon must have a message. A sign must have a message. Come on. Are you with me? Are you with me? So, a Simeon is an indication of something. It must have a message at its back.
A sign does not just stand out as a sign. When you make someone sick with your power of God in quotes, you know, let me say, they don't mess with me. A particular woman came to our church. She left. I told her, in 4 days, your first child will die. And the first child died. And people are saying, power of God. Now, a Simeon has a message. That message cannot be salvation for that man. It can't be the message you just said. Is that the Great Commission? Hallelujah. Every Simeon has a message. Praise God. Are you getting me? Alright. Whatever you are thinking about is in your own mind. All I said is, are you getting me? Hallelujah! Alright. So, a Simeon has a message, or an event, or a person. It must always be an indication of something. So, in a situation where it is that I made someone sick, that be an indication of what? It can't be an indication of Jesus. The same Jesus that was healing everybody, that did not make one person sick, not one. Jesus did not kill anybody. Rather, he was killed. Hallelujah. So, if I make someone sick, that cannot be an indication of the ministry of Jesus. You know, we find so many ministries out there, and they are proud of it. They say, yeah, in our church, our pastor, and it's odd. You know, when I was young, I say, pastor, you go, not go. I never said that before. That pastor is odd. If he does like many people will fall. They have been tired. They have been starving for long. That's the problem. You know, sometimes, I remember the time, my dad and mom will take us to the vigil will stand from 9 o'clock, and we are going to play the same dance, for like 3 hours. How will you do, and I'm not for? But I'm waiting to fall. You know, like, the night we pray, the prayer rally, you know, if they lay hands on you, you fall straight. In fact, you are willing to fall. Hallelujah. You know, falling will be your hobby at that night. They even lay hands just like this. You know, you are tired. That's the problem. Hallelujah. So, a Simeon must be an indication of something. It must point to a message or a person. He says, these signs shall follow those that believe. To follow means to accompany, not really that it will be going behind you, as you are going to preach, the sign is following you at your back. No, it means it's accompanying you. You might think it's, we know. I tell you, some people, they are thinking, the sign is following you. No one has to use the sign, you know, in the name of Jesus, in the name. Why are you doing like this? The sign is following. Really? So when you enter a bus that is choked, where will the sign stay? You are laughing and enter the bus and you are even standing. The sign will stay on another person's head. Hallelujah. So, the signs will accompany. It is the signs will accompany. Of course, we check that when we are looking at the leading of God. So follow. He says that follows me, John 8, shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And we said that word was what? Follow. What's the word? Wow. Okay? So it means to accompany. It's what parakolotio. P-A-R-A. Not koloture. Okay, come on. Not koloture. Parakolotio. P-A-R-A-K-O-L-O-T-H-E-O. Of course. P-A-R-A-K-O-L-O-T-H-E-O. Some people put U. It means to attest to something. To attest to something. To follow, yeah? To attest to something. I know you receive letter of attestation. In the school or something. Letter of attestation. Without that letter of attestation, nobody will believe you. Or nobody will accept you. That letter would stand in for you that, okay. Or is it like a recommendation or something like that? Alright, so it means to attest to something. So it means these signs will attest to the message. Come on. The sign following you is not following you. It's following the message. I get what I'm saying. The sign is not following the person. It's attesting to something. And it is the message. Glory, glory, glory. Alright? So, It's like, okay, let me just give you a very simple illustration. Someone says, I'm a medical student. I'm a medical student. And who is asking you? I'm a medical student. Then someone in that gathering now felt sick. Probably malaria. I said, medical student too. What drug should we buy? They said, why not buy yo-yo beaters? let him leak vitamin C. For malaria, vitamin C? You know, that means the sign of being a medical student is not for them. Come on, are you getting me? Huh? Alright, thank you. So, the sign is what we are saying. It is not a message. The sign is not a message, but it's not against the message. Okay. The sign is not a message, but it is not against the message. Again, we are looking at Acts of Power. So, this sign shall follow they that believe. Something like what's noting there is that the sign is not for them to believe. It's following them because they believe. Whoever is the minister of the sign is not doing so for him to believe. He is actually rotting because he has believed. Hallelujah. Are we together? You didn't get that? He said, this sign shall follow they that believe. I said, the sign is not for them to believe. The sign is following them because they have believed. Is that clear? So, as I mentioned, the power of God is not for me to believe. Rather, I am rotting out the raw power of God because I have believed. I think I'm clearer now. Praise God. Alright, so, this is how I call them to believe. In my name, of course, we know that in my name is not that in the name of Jesus. You know, they are saying Jesus, not that. Is it Man City? That's why we don't watch football. God bless your soul. You watch football? No. Alright, so they are naming Jesus. So. Jesus Holy Ghost. That's why we put Christ. Jesus said, many will come and will say, I am Christ. I'm not saying Jesus. Christ of Oyinbo. Hallelujah. So, in my name is not Jesus. I'm son in Christ. No. Rather, it means in my authority. The name is the authority. I say in my position, in my state. My authority, position, function. That's the name. So, the name of Jesus is our name. Hallelujah. Because in his life, we are life. So, he said, in my name, that is, in my authority, they will cast out demons. You know, many people think signs and wonders are peculiar to the four gospels. You will have heard that a lot of times. And they are reformed theologians, really. They say they say miracles are past. You've not heard that before. Okay. You haven't even talked to a lot of people. The miracles are past. Then what we have now is normal medical attention. And then when probably a church publicizes miracles, which I don't really support. They say it's fake, go and check under the rock, there's live wire. And it's because of churches these days too. Eh? You don't want to prove that the power of God is in your meeting. Come on, there's power. You don't need to fake it. There's actually power. Hallelujah. Sometimes you can call someone and just really do the demo. Eh? Demo version. Taste the power. Hallelujah. See, I've tasted of the power. Hallelujah. See, here, yeah, thank you. Are you sure? Edgy power again. See, I've tasted of the power. So, I told you of a story of a church that the man was bringing lizard from his pocket. And they were thinking people were vomiting. So the CCTV that showed it. The CCTV is not the CCTV. CCTV does not know that you're a man of God. We will show everything that is happening. So they had it in a hotel, in a big hall in the hotel. And then the owner of the hotel was showing it. And that part of that, you're not going to give them the venue because church is life. He said, why? People are shouting, whoo, power. He said, our CCTV shows CC. Mind you, you push and then you rub and then you quickly throw it. And then one of his co-pastors is saying, pastor, come. So there's a power here. So, signs and wonders are not peculiar to the four gospels alone. But before that, let's see something. Hebrews 2. Verse 2. Okay, let me start from verse 3. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Hebrews 2, 3. Which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by them that heard him. God also bearing witness, both with signs and wonders, with divers miracles and the gift of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Hallelujah. So, he says, how can we neglect so great salvation? So, what is God bearing witness? What is the witness of God? The witness that is signs and wonders, divers and miracles and gift of the Holy Ghost. That witness is, remember, it's an indication. An indication to what? Contextually. So great salvation. That's not hard to see. So, the God bearing witness, that should have even told you something. Sunepi Maturio. S-U-N-E-P-I-T-N-E-S-U-N-E-P-I-N-A-T. I was saying, was it yesterday? I was saying Maturio. Was it yesterday?
Yes.
Testify. Alright, so Sunepi Maturio, bearing them witness. S-U-N-E-P-I-M-A-T-U-R-I-O. Alright, copy your neighbor. Alright, say God bearing them witnesses. Of course. Alright. It means an earnest addition. We'll get there now. An earnest addition. Back to Mark 16. Again, we're looking at acts of power. A continuation from March. Mark 16. And this sign shall follow they that believe in my name. Them that believe in my name. In my name shall they cast out devils. Interestingly, he mentioned casting out devils. Now, that's because, of course, Jesus didn't say it. Hallelujah. Jesus casted out devils. Alright? Is it? Are you sure? Are you sure? So you will cast out demons because Jesus is alive. You know, when we say Jesus is alive, actually, the message is not that he's alive somewhere. The message actually is that where we are is he's alive there. When we say Jesus is alive, Jesus is alive, Jesus is alive, it doesn't mean that he is somewhere at trouble. Oh, you're like that. Cheetah. No. It means that that place, at that very moment when I'm talking, the presence, the encounter with God kind, is right there. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, we will cast out demons because Jesus is the same. We're getting somewhere. He says they will speak with new tongues. The word is the word kainos. K-A-I-N-O-S. Of course, it means a new kind, a different kind. That will show you why tongues does not sound the way you want it. Some of you want to twist your tongue. You just want to twist it. I have tried it before. I've tried it before. You know, you don't feel. I don't know. Not recent, of course. Eh? You tried it before. You see, I don't like the way it sounds. Back. Let me put some trimming.
Pronounce care. Elephant. Rope the sky. A group of no shake and the sea. Elephant hostess, sir. Elephant. The sea, and I'm losing her. Just in case.
I wonder, I was bringing them. My roommate said, I stopped. Please continue. People only pray that means. I've been praying this, you know. I'm tired. You know.
Europe of all so prayer has to shock law.
But you always say my own is baga, balu, kele, ebo, calm down. That's why it's a different kind of tongue, a new kairos. Hallelujah. And the mind is not involved in the game. What's going on according to? Alright, so
Shabbatikas.
Alright, he says, you speak with new tongues, you take up serpents. Of course, serpents, I've said, it refers to the work of the devil, refers to the work of the enemy. I'm in Mark 16. Mark 16:17. Serpent means you will take up the works of the devil. And then if they will drink any deadly thing, he didn't say when they drink any deadly thing. I'm repeating it. If they will, if conditional statement. There's a supply in the spirit. Alright? If they will drink any deadly thing, of course, that's not a doctrine. Just like Paul told Timothy to drink wine. And some people have taken that thing and they lambanumai it. They lay hold on it. That Paul told Timothy to drink wine for his own sake. I'm drinking wine. Is your name Timothy? That's number one thing. If your name is Timothy, are you the Timothy that has ulcer? Say, may I have ulcer? So I'm going to give myself ulcer. Because you just want to drink at all. Hallelujah. So there's something that's not doctrine. Let me say to a prophet. Say to Archippus. In answer of Shola and the wisdom. Archippus. No, that's no doctrine. Hallelujah. So you must know. Greet the church in Sister Phoebe's house. Is that a doctrine to you? Of course, a further implication in the ministries can now tell you that, okay, learn to greet churches, learn to greet work, learn to pray credence, exactly. But that is primarily no doctrine. Come on. Have I gotten you lost? Ah. Alright, let's do that. What I'm saying is that if the tragic energy thing is not a doctrine, you can start drinking alcohol to show the power of God. Remember, it's not for you to believe. Eh? Hallelujah. Don't ask that guy to say, I want to show that God has power. What Berlin? Say, you have to talk to your sister. That, see, the power of God is real. She did not believe. No, say, bring Ipo for me. My brother, you're going to die. Praise God. You're going to die. By the power of God, you will die. Ipo is not for you to believe. Some of you want to show yourself that God is it. God is it. Bring that woman. Where's the woman? Woman. My woman is saying, I'm just saying, salt. Hallelujah. Actually, the signs are following because, come on, you have believed. So, it says, you will lay hands on the sick. So, everything he said there was the things Jesus did. Hallelujah. Come on. The things Jesus did. That I said, teach them to observe the things I have done. For I am with you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Notice, nobody used the miracles of Jesus in the four gospels to preach. Have you noticed that before? In the entire epistles, even in the book of Acts, nobody made mention of the miracles of Jesus and used it to preach. Because the sign is not the message. How many got that? Nobody used the miracles of Jesus to preach anything. Now, another will find around today in these churches, they will do flyers, put a bag of flyers in our church. Someone was healed of cancer. Is that the message? You are outreach, that's what you are taking out. When you come to our church, someone had first class. Come on. Abdul Karim had first class without Jesus. One guy like that. Without Jesus. Jesus. Oblomoski. Praise God. He saw the flyers in first class. Yes, fibroid, myomectomy, myoma was cured. Hallelujah. Ancient osteoarthritis, gastroenteritis. You know, you can be putting the name, the cast lock. I'm boarding it. Gastroenteritis cured by the power of God. That is not the message. Nobody used the miracles of Jesus to preach. Because Christianity. The measure of Christianity is faith. Faith. Not miracles. Our message is not what we do. It is what we say. Come on, are you with me? Our message is not what we do. It is what we say. Alright? So, verse 20 now says, and they went forth and preached everywhere. So, these signs follow us as we preach. Of course, that's why we are going for power outreach this weekend. Make sure you're around. It's the training of the spirit. If you don't have it, you don't have it. I can't have enough. Alright, so, it says this one that follow. It says, as they went forth to preach, the Lord, come on, verse 20, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. Come on. The Lord walking with them. So, in our preaching and teaching of God's word, we are never alone. The Lord walking with them, confirming the message with signs following. The word walking with is to add energy, actually. It's the same thing used in Romans 8:28. All things work together for good. James 2:22. We will look at all that. James 2:22. 1 Corinthians 16:16. 2 Corinthians 6:1. Alright? So, their message was not the sign. How many of you noticed that? They already preached. Then God working with them, confirming the message with signs. The sign is not the message. The message is not the sign. But the sign is working together with the message. In Luke 10:17, Jesus said, of course, he sent the multitude out, and then the disciples, they healed the sea, casted out devils, and then when they came back, they said, "Ah, Master, demons were subject to us through your name." And he just said, well, rejoice not that demons are subject to your name, to you through my name, but that your name is written in the book of life. So Jesus established believers' authority over demons. Hallelujah. Is that clear? You know, we've established that in Acts of Power long before now. That the believer is not, cannot be demon possessed. You can't be possessed by a devil. The question is, can a devil be Christian possessed? That's it. You can answer that one. We answer the other one too. That if, can a devil be Christian possessed? Because like you don't understand the difference in the two worlds. How can you say Christian with a demon possessed? From where to where? Hallelujah. From where to where? When did we start love that we are kissing? Eh? Paho. Well, we are lost and kiss. Eh? A demon cannot be Christian possessed and a Christian cannot be demon possessed. Clear? Thank you. So, Jesus is saying that the believer is above principalities. We have seen that in Ephesians 1, 2. Ephesians 1, verse 16, says, "Not the gift for you, make mention of my prayers that the God of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him, that you have understand being enlightened, able to know what is the riches of his glory, the inheritance of the saints, the greatness of his power, according to the working of my power, Jesus in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him." Of course, I skipped verse 19. "According to working of my power, which wrote him when he raised him from the dead and sent him above principalities and power, far above in heavenly places, all dominions, all names that have been named, not only this world, but also in that which is to come, and made him the head of the church, the fullness of him that fled all in all." Hallelujah. So, he just said, he said, "And you," that's what verse chapter 2, verse 1 starts with. I'm saying, he made him the head of the church, the fullness of him that fled all in all. That's it. "And you are the quickened." Hallelujah. So, his identity goes with our identity. The only reason why you can say a Christian, a believer, can be demon possessed is Jesus can be demon possessed. If a believer needs deliverance, Jesus needs it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Uh-huh. So, forget being demon possessed. Someone will say, Pastor, am I getting a lot of sorrow anymore? Let the sleeping dog lie. The devil is not a sleeping dog. They say someone is roaring up and down. You say he's a sleeping dog. He's not going to lie. If you don't come for him, he'll come for you. He said, "I want to leave devil in his place." He will let you be in love. Hallelujah. So, when it comes to the things of the spirit, you don't let the sleeping dog lie. You are on the offense. Is that clear? Say, "I'm on the offense." No! The New Testament church is a power church. Hallelujah. Full of power, full of glory. No, he is not really seeing the demonstration of God's power. Maybe that's why you are looking like this. You have seen the demonstration of power. You will want to do it more. It's sweet. I remember talking to a pastor of WCC last year. And they were sharing something. I said, it's sweet. It's sweet. It's not sweet. You can't do what I'm saying. Yeah. I remember one time I was praying in the bush and I started hearing voices. At first, I was scared. Lie wrong. Lie weak. You know, some of you are just saying, don't you have died on this phone? I mean real voice. And I just remember this minister of this song. So to ban dunigo. So ban panico pan. So ban panico. So ban panico ma pan. But when you do more room, more room. I don't know this song. It's an oldie. what it means is not tongue. Let me interpret my tongue. It means that whatever is sounding in that bush, someone sounding in the song, whatever is sounding in that bush, if it will kill me, come and kill me now. If you won't kill me, then let me know. But stop sounding like that. So, I just remember the song. How come that song now gave me boldness? Okay. Whatever you are, I'm going to count 10. You had better stop making noise. I mean, this noise is not frog. It's not crack. Sometimes some of you hear crack, crack, and I hear that. Hear it? Normal frog. Hear it? You think it's devil himself that came in flesh, that was chasing me. You know? So, I mean, sounds. You know that this is not ordinary. Then stop that noise now. 10, 9, 8. No, some of you now can't just look. Let me give him time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. And then stop. I say, hey, why are you not doing rubbish before? Hallelujah. You know, devil is powerless on the earth. He has nobody. I mean, nobody. And so, to operate in the sense realm, you have to have a body. That's why God became a man. So, it will mean that a dog that has a physical body is more powerful than a demon that is roaming about. And Roma will say that, I fear a dog chasing me than a demon. That's Roma. A dog chasing me. Say, I will run. Say, but a demon, I'll cast. Get out. You get out of this place. And that is what the believer has. Don't start hearing them say, hey, pastor, you didn't know it. This is nice. Yes, let us do this. Hallelujah. Because they won't come to places where they know that you are busy casting. But when you exercise fear, it's easy for you to be. To have a lot of drama. Hallelujah. So, you know that you cast out devils. Say, I cast out devils. Say it louder. So, you know that. Luke 17, he said, I've given authority to cast out devils. Is that clear? So, again, in Mark 16, he confirmed that he said, you, in my name, you will cast out devils. That's as easy as anything. In the name of Jesus. Get out! Some sicknesses are not, they are not hospital. Might just be a demon speaking to someone here. Hallelujah. You see that guy, he misbehaving any time. Every time you meet him, he just doesn't. Hallelujah. So, in that instance, what will you do? You descend. Once you descend like a demon, what do you do? Get out. Hallelujah. Let me come out and look like that. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, Jesus went from city to city, town to town, preaching the gospel, and healing all manner of diseases. Remember Acts 10:38? The Spirit of God is upon me and anointed me to preach the gospel to the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, to proclaim the stable year of the Lord. Then Jesus went about doing good. Acts 10:38 summarizes the ministry of Jesus. Our God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. He went about doing good. So, observe that Jesus did not have any clear-cut sermon on healing. How many of you know that? That Jesus did not have any clear explanation on healing. But did he heal? Yes. He didn't have any clear-cut sermon or explanation or exegesis on miracles. But he worked miracles. He showed that that is not the message. It is just attesting to the message. Don't be all about miracles. Don't let that be what tickles your fancy. Don't let miracles tickle your fancy. Actually, the message is greater than the miracle. The message is greater than the miracle. The primary thing Jesus did was that he preached. Again, in Hebrews 2. Again in Hebrews 2, verse 4 again. God bearing them witness with both signs and wonders, divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. which are bearing witness to the words in the prime material, Abby. It means to add to your witness. To add to your witness. The same word used in 1 Peter 5, 12. Sunepa material. The word Sunepa is used in 1 Peter 5, verse 12. By Silvanus, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose, have I written before, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God wherein you stand. Testifying. It means to add to the message. To add to the message. It shows that it is not the message. The sign is not the message, but it is not against the message. The sign is not the message, but it is not against the message. Practically, the working of miracles is an addition to the gospel. How many of you know that? It's an addition to the gospel. It is not for us to believe. It happens because we have believed. Then it says, signs and wonders. 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 I like the word wonder. It's what teras. T-E-R-A-S. To marvel. It means to marvel. I don't even know what marvel means. I don't even know what marvel means. To marvel. The first time I went to Trans-Atlantic Park, I was so young, I think I was 6 or 5 or whatever. And I saw all this roller coaster and I saw high in the sky. When one took me up, I felt like I was dying. You know, those ones that, when I was up, I said, Jesus Christ, man. You know, that's the marvel. I was looking at it and said, wow, that's marvel. Huh? I mean, someone has bought the sneakers for you. And then you look at the thing and say, wow! I remember the first time they bought Tito for me. There was this shoe that I was wearing when I was in jail street, Diver. I cried, I sweated for Divers. Everybody was wearing Divers in school, I was still wearing one boogie boogie. So I told my dad, I'm not going to school throughout next week if I don't have Divers. I'm very sure I'm like, is this Divers kind of one? Divers miracles or Divers kind of one? I'm not going to school next week if I don't have Divers. So, he didn't show me anything. Not knowing that he has bought his thing. So, on Monday morning, he just came to my room. I was not awake. I just woke up to see Divers. You know the marvel? Wow! I'm going to square this today. You know, that's also marvel. That's wonder. It has to do with man's reaction. A wonder is something that does not happen every time. Like, yeah, my dad is doing. But I'm lucky. Normally, you would have beaten me to school. A wonder is something that does not happen every time. Something extraordinary. Remember, it has to do with man's reaction. Again, who will see the wonders? Me performing the miracle or the onlookers? The audience. Eh? That could be the audience. Remember, God, the sign and the wonder is not for me. Always know that. The sign and the wonder is not for you. So, it has to do with man's reaction to us. A marvel. It will be from the audience. Acts 2:22. We have to be fast now. Ye men and Israel, hear this word. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves you know. Acts 2:22. Miracles, signs, and wonders. That summarizes the ministry of Jesus. Miracles, signs, wonders. Then he's approved of God. That is, that was God's testimony. Remember, God working with them. Acts 2:43. And fear came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs. We're looking at the use of the word wonders now. Many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Many wonders and signs. Acts 4. Acts 4 verse 30. Let's have verse 29. And now, Lord, behold thy threatenings. Their threatenings. And grant on your servants with all boldness that they might speak the word. By stretching forth thy hand to heal. And thy signs and wonders be done in the name of the Holy Child. By the name of your Holy Child, Jesus. So can we pray for signs and wonders to be done? Huh? I think we did that. We did almost 5 hours on that. So we can pray for signs and wonders to be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Acts 5. Acts 5, 12. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Acts 6, 8. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Acts 7, 36. He brought them out, and after he had showed them wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea. Ah, Moses tried. Wonders and signs. Wonders and signs. In the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. You know, Moses had more miracles than Jesus. I don't know if you know that. Moses had more miracles than Jesus. You don't know. Moses had much more miracles than Jesus. Someone did wonders for 40 years. Jesus lived 33 years. Eh? I know the scripture you want to quote now. John 21. If the book in this world has to be written of everything it did, every book in this world cannot contain it. Abba. Abba. Is that, would that be figurative or literal? Abba. Even the book in Yaba alone. Have you been to Yaba before? Or Dube. In Ibadan. Dube. There's a bookshop. Even though the book in this world can contain. Let's see that. Okay, miracles. And the book of Jesus. If I did miracle all the 33 years, every day, the book in this world will still contain. What are you saying? That's actually crazy. And he was not even talking about miracles. He's talking about the resurrection. About that. How many signs does he want to do? Because he kept showing them his hands, kept showing them that he could eat, kept showing them that he was not passing through the wall. And I said, how many things, all the things that he did to show himself, if it were written in the book. Exactly. All right. Don't worry, sometimes later, when we are doing a Bible study interpretation, we're saying that much. Praise God. Where are we? Acts 15:12. Then all the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring that miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. Miracles and wonders. So, it's something said that and mentioned of the ministry of the servants of God. Have you seen? You have mentioned the apostles. You have mentioned Stephen, Peter. You are mentioning them and you are mentioning miracles. You are mentioning wonder. So it should not be something lacking in you. Are you getting what I'm saying? It should not be something lacking. Now I say, we are just doing our own thing. Christianity is not the lenke. There are acts of power to it. There are times that you just go all out in the midnight. I used to be very crazy one time like that. Just go all out in the midnight and be looking for someone to heal. Hallelujah. After praying so much. So you just want to look for somewhere to just dissipate that. Not to Pastor Tom say on my back it demo. Just to do one demo. See? So it'll be hot in your body. I remember when I was in Israel, I used to pray in one bush like that. That bush, that same bush. When you get to those guys, you'll be looking for people. I mean, you'll be going from room to room. Of course, you don't tell them you're looking for people. You're stylish. You want someone that is covering the body. And I will just remove the back there. The name of Jesus, we are you. Before they start saying, what are you trying to do? The person is saying, hallelujah. That's how to demonstrate the power of God. You are not passive about it. Hallelujah. Be passive. How long will you be? Not that I'm still learning. You want to learn all your whole life? I mean, you will learn how to minister the power of God all your whole life? No. These are times of mighty manifestation. Hallelujah. Then these are times of massive manifestation. Alright, Romans 15:19. So let's go to the epistles then. Because you might think that it's not in the epistles. So. Romans 15:19. True mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Mighty signs and wonders. Paul even put mighty. 2 Corinthians 12:12. Truly, the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty things. Hallelujah! So, there are things that we do that it will not take an atheist, not to marvel. Or if you take a doubter, and the doubter himself will know that I am doubting. Hallelujah! There are things that you will wrought. It will take, you know, it's just like someone has been like this all our years. We all know the person in the street like this. Then he goes to the bench and says, in the name of Jesus, come on, up, come on, up, up, up. And the person, and it's okay. You know, if you take an eighth, so not to marvel. Every woman, you see, Sola, I tell you the next morning, people will bring food to your door. Pray for me. My sister-in-law's brother, cousin, nephew, wife. He has been using for 4 months. You know, by the power of God. Kill everyone, you know. Hallelujah.
person will stay 1 month more. With 5 years of cheek with a glorified smoothie. Praise God. So it will take a doubter not to marvel. That's what a miracle is. And that's what should be every wonder is indicating something, right? He's not standing on his own. Every sign, every wonder is pointing to something. In this case, God bearing them witness with signs and wonders and gifts of the Holy Ghost, we're pointing to what?
Salvation.
Are we together? Alright, it says diverse miracles. So as the gospel is preached, you will see diverse kinds of miracles. Not only healing. You know, healing is not the only miracle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Healing is not the only miracle. By God's grace, I've been opportunity to do a lot of healing. A lot. Counting will be more than 100. I'm still very young. The age is on my side. So I know that we still have more than 10,000 people. Counting. I'm to count. I'll count like 100. Now, I discovered that, wow, it's quite easy. Hallelujah. I'm actually training you now. It's quite easy. Don't always hold back in laying on of hands. Don't hold back. But I think I should be able to touch the gift of faith today. And you are still laying on this. Alright? So, don't hold back. You can lay and say, in the name of Jesus be healed. But healing is not the only miracle. We see that. There's diverse kinds of miracles. Diverse kinds of miracles. That is, there are different kinds. Jesus stopping the storm. Is that healing? No. But is he a miracle? Hallelujah. Alright. Praise God. Alright. So, the preaching of the gospel, it has diverse kinds of miracles and the gifts of the Holy Ghost. The word gifts there is not charisma. It's not charisma. Rather, it is merismos. 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 It means one thing that's into different parts. One thing that splits into different parts. We'll see that much more later now. So the preaching of the gospel is accompanied by these things. Jesus gave us a list, right? Huh? In 15:17. Did Jesus give us a list? Yes. But Paul now gave us the factors. In 1 Corinthians 12. I think we are zeroing in now too. Yeah, I'm good. So Jesus gave us a list. Jesus mentioned casting out of devils, healing the sick, drinking and deadly and all, also taking up the works of the enemy, right? Laying hands on the sick. But Paul now gave us the factors. He gave us a very wonderful explanation, which we will see very soon. So, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4. Keep your eyes on the board. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4. That is from verse 1. Now concerning spiritual, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. You know that you are Gentiles, carried away unto dumb by idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. And no man can say that Jesus is Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Of course, diversity of gifts. You don't use charisma in plural. Eh? But the reason why it's used in plural then is when you start qualifying it. How can I say diversities of gifts? That's it. Then you now start. Is that clear? Charisma in itself is not pluralized. I just thought to say that. So, say there are diversities of gifts for the same Spirit. Watch. Verse 5. There are diversities of administration. Some of you have ministries, have you? You have ministry in your own notes, in your Bible. Let me see. Ministry, okay. Ministry. There are diversities of ministry, diversities of administration for the same Lord. There are diversities of operation for the same God that worketh all in all. Now, the gift. Noun or verb. Noun. The administration. Noun or verb. Verb. What of the operation? Noun. Operation. Noun or verb. Has to be verb. Operation. Not you. Alright. So, what stands out? Come on. Talk like you guys in the book. Focus now. What stands out? From verse 4 to 6. What stands out? The gift now. The gift is now. The ministry is verb. That is the administration. The operation is verb. So it means that you can't have verse 5 and verse 6 without verse 4. You can't have the administration and the operation without the gift. Because the administration is the administration of
think we are doing our being filled. Isn't it why? Alright? So, we can't have the administration without the gifts. Same, we can't have the operation. The operation is actually the administration of the gifts. Come on. Come on. Do you get that? You come again. Gift, noun or verb? I like this so much. Gift, noun or verb? Administration, noun or verb? Eh? Verb. Operation, noun or verb? Verb, thank you. So, it means that verse 5 and verse 6 will lay credence on verse 4. Abi? Verse 4 can exist on its own without 5 and 6. But 5 and 6 will not exist without verse 4. Did you get that? Eh? So, the administration, like this, but it's the same Lord. The administration will be what? The administration of the gift. Why the operation will be what? The operation of the administrations shall die. That way. Maybe next week we'll elaborate that. Because next week we'll look at much more. So, the key element will be the gift. In verse 5, we have the ministry of the gift. Or the ministering of the gift. That's what we call the administration. The administration is now the ministering of the gift. In verse 6, we have the operations of the ministering of the gift. Thank you, Jesus. So, in verse 5, we have the ministering of the gift. In verse 6, we have the operations of the ministering of the gift. So, the key elements of the gift, the endowment. Let's see from verse 8 to 10 now. Everybody, want to go? Okay, I'm waiting for you. I like this. I like this kind of note. If it's possible, you can be getting this kind of note. Just get the ones that have very hardcore, so that it will last long. By the time you have 8, you know what you have? Okay. You have 8 of this. You can write. Can't even that the word cannot come. Alright. So, let's read from verse 8 to 10. Everybody, want to go? Come on. Let's have verse 7. Want to go? Every man to profit without. For to one is given the spirit of knowledge by the same spirit, to another faith by the same spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discerning of spirit, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. Hallelujah. In the early 1930s, a man by name Owakata. Owakata is one of those that Bro Hagin followed. He did a very good distinguition in this gift, which he put them into utterance, into revelation, and power. So he says utterance gifts are the gifts that they can say something. Hallelujah. They can say. They say something. And that would be what? Tongues. Interpretation of tongues and prophecy. Right? Tongues, interpretation of tongues and prophecy. So all these gifts now, we have 9 of them. Now he divided them into 3. I have nothing with that. I think it's cool. So there's one that is utterance. See, they say something. They say. So they are gifts that what it is, they say. These are tongues, interpretation of tongues, and what? Prophecy. Then the next gift, okay. This one, they see something. They see. They are called revelation gifts. They see something. Remember, utterance, tongues, interpretation of tongues, and what? Prophecy. Now, this one, they see something. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and discerning of spirit. Don't write word of K. Yeah, I see word of K. You see that word of M. Not only K. Write knowledge in full. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and discerning of spirit. Then the last set. Said, the first one, they can say, have it. The second one, they can what? They can see. Last one, they can do. They can do something. They can do. They carry the ability to do, to create something. They call them the power gifts. Which will be what? Healing, working of miracles, and the gift of faith. Healing, working of miracles, and the gift of faith. Now, listen to me. Let's think a bit. Now, if you classify the ministry of Jesus, which one took preeminence? Which one took preeminence in the ministry of Jesus? Think about it well. Power. He healed all our sicknesses. Power gift was number one in the ministry of Jesus. Followed by what? Revelation. Followed by utterance. Hallelujah. In fact, we didn't even hear that Jesus spoke in tongues. Of course, we knew it because it was filled with the Holy Ghost. Of course, we had issues of a case of prophecy. Now, so in many of us, we had power, we had revelation. Now, then when the church started out too, which one was more preeminent? Power. Starting from the beautiful gate. Bam! Then we had revelation too. And then we had utterance. Are you listening to me? But as we now take a ride into the epistles, you discover that the epistles are almost silent for miracles. How many of you know that? The epistles, Ephesians, Galatians, 1 Thessalonians, Corinthians, they are almost silent about miracles, as though there are no miracles. We'll explain why. In the epistles, it now took the reverse. In the epistles, we had more of utterance. Abi? We had more of utterance. Talking about tongues, talking about prayer, we had more of utterance, then revelation, then power. We are still laying foundation. Hallelujah. How many of you got what I just said? So the epistles, we had more of utterance, then revelation, then power. Why is this so? Listen well to me. And that is one of the reasons why I said, I don't now have this power gate in the church. Because in the church, number one, signs and wonders are for whom? Are they for the believers? No. No. The believer does not need a sign and wonder because he has believed. So in the church, we don't focus on that. So focus on healing and miracles in your church. I mean, in the church. It's a misnomer. It's a misnomer. That's alright. They are not primary in the church. Because we have believed. So we are no more dealing with signs. Rather, our focus in the church will now be what? Edification. Edification. That's why the epistles are strong on utterance. Because as a church, we have believed. We don't need signs and wonders. Hallelujah. That's not primary to us. So our focus will be what? Edification. Which will come via utterances. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when we get into the world, when we get into the world, the most spectacular now becomes the most prominent. Once we step into the world, we now have to take the reverse. Because now we are not dealing with only us that are believed. So we will now have to use the signs and the wonders. Are you getting what I'm saying? Hallelujah. In the church, primarily, what takes preeminence? Utterance. In the world, primarily, what takes preeminence? Power. Because some people say, because the epistles are almost quiet on it, it means miracles are past. No. No. That's a lie. Paul mentioned miracles. So Romans 15, 19, 2 Corinthians 12, 12, we've seen that. In 1 Corinthians 12, too. He mentioned miracles. And those are not his first letter. The reason is that miracles cannot be preeminent in the church. It's an abuse of the local church to be founded on miracles. You know, some churches are founded on miracles. The reason why they are existing is because the founder probably did one miracle one time. And then they build that church on miracles. Sometimes their message is miracle. Say, come to our program. You receive miracle. No! Our programs are not for miracle. Our programs are for utterance. It is when we get into the world that we wrought miracles. Come on. Are you with me? Are you with me? Miracles are not for the church. They are not in the church. They are not primarily in the church. But that does not mean they are not primarily for the church. Because once we step out, we wrought miracles. Is that clear? That should be changing some things in your head now. Because sometimes, you see a church calling people, say we have healing program. Healing program. And you call people, they will come. And in the church, you will be No. It's an abuse. It is. It never happened in the book of Acts. Whatever healing that happened, they took advantage of the crowd. And it was outside. Not amidst the gathering of church. Amidst the gathering of church, what takes preeminence to us is our edification. Not marvel. Nobody needs to marvel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is it? I'm laying hands on Papu. And say, You are healed. Does it make sense? A believer carrying the power of God. We are not doing drama. You are healed. That's for the world. Hallelujah. Are you getting me? Some of you are in that, so that's why Paul narrowed in on utterances. He said, covet ye the best gift. Let's see 1 Corinthians 12. Verse 31. You need to walk past. Okay? But covet earnestly the best gift. And yet I show you a more excellent way. Verse 13, that says, Though I speak with tongues. See, he said, covet ye the best gift. In verse 14, verse 1, what does it start with? Follow after charity. and desire spiritual. But rather than what? Eh? So it says desire spiritual. Desire that you prophesy. So the best utterance, the best gift is actually utterance. Hallelujah. The best of gifts, of all the gifts of the Spirit. Don't say one is not greater than the other. You are greater. The greatest is utterance. You know, the most spectacular to you does not look, is not the greatest. And some of his miracles. Pastor, can I stop praying? You know, I remember a story I heard of Pastor Deboye. The University of Ghana was holding a fellowship meeting, and then it was raining, and then they were outside. There was no place to go. I said, must not rain. And of course, it's continuing raining, but where they were, it was not raining. Just like all that fellowship here, and it's raining by the side, raining by the side, and it's not raining where we are. I don't know how true story is. As I said, now that's a miracle. Hallelujah. The miracle is something like, hallelujah. Say something like, the miracle. So, it looks spectacular, the greatest. The greatest is actually what you do. The service. Repetitive, skeletons, repetitive, cavalry. It's not even look, you say, ah, Pastor, that one is too simple. Yes. That is the greatest. Paul says, forget the best desire that you may profess. And then it sounds, you say, ah, can that be the best? Pastor. And you can lame walk. That's still a really final prophecy. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, the power gifts are not primary in the church. They are not primary in the church. Now, let's go to gift of faith.
That's right. The mobile, it was like next week, we just well, proper. Because they reduced the great foundation in the church.
Let's look at your faith. Now, the gift of faith, of course, is one of the gifts of the Spirit, which is of which we would use in the ministering of the saints. It cannot be the faith of the person I'm ministering to. Ah. Why? The gift of faith is where? In the believer or in the unbeliever? Eh? In the believer. Power gifts, are they for the church or for the unbeliever? Eh? Uh-huh. So, can you not say that it cannot be the faith of the person I'm ministering to? Because it's a gift of the Spirit. You didn't get that? It's a gift of the Spirit. That is the believer that has the gift of the Spirit. So, when you say gift of faith, cannot be the gift, it cannot be the faith of the person I'm ministering to. You got it? Thank you. So, when you say gift of faith is not the faith of the person I'm ministering to. It is faith as a ministry. Jesus said to the woman, your faith has made you whole. That's not the gift of faith. That's not the gift of faith. We see what the gift of faith is. This will be to see someone today. That's not the gift of faith. Alright? Observe. If I say gift of faith and I mention healing and miracles, you should now know that means they work together. The power gifts, or just like the utterance gifts too. You know they work together. In Acts 2, everything happened. Tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecy. How many of you know that? In Acts 2. Eh? Of course, when they spoke in tongues, he interpreted the tongues, everybody heard. And that was prophecy. Eh? Aha. Often times or not, all those gifts work together. Even the utterance, the revelation. Rather. So, when I say power, and I mention miracles, I mention healing, and I mention the gift of faith, we know what healing is, Abby. We know what miracle is. Abi, but the gift of faith, we really need to know. Because oftentimes in the church, it's not pronounced. It's not taught. We just transpire everything. Ramon. We just have it. Must have it. Fun group. Alright, so, we are telling the gift of faith. Are you ready? You ready? Let's take a walk. Acts 3. So, the gift of faith primarily works with miracles. Alright, let's see. Acts 3. That's one. I want you to be stirred up. You know, one thing you do in church like this is that once you are getting thoughts about this thing, be stirred up. Be stirred up to walk the same. Is that clear? Don't just be looking at the church at a party. That's how you will be for life. And then, you know, the difference between two people that attend the same meeting is actually the attention that they pay. Two people can attend the same meeting and then one will forever change. And then another one will be the church. Praise God. So make best use of this opportunity. Is that clear? Verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, then the night hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that enter into the temple. Who Saint Peter and John, about to go into the temple, asked in alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave it to them, expecting to receive something. Then Peter said, silver and gold I have not, but such as I have I give unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the hand, by the right hand, and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and his ankles' bones received strength. Hallelujah. Look at that. Peter was going to pray. He has not prayed. He was going to pray. And I saw the man. The man asked for money. He said, silver and gold I have none, but in the name of Jesus, what I have, I will give to you. Say, power is ours. Power is ours. So, he said, what I have, I will give to you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. You might know what. He took him by the hand and lifted him up. That's aggressive, right? Lifted him up. Now let's see Peter's explanation. Verse 15. And kill the Prince of Life, whom God has raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And in his name, through faith in his name, as he made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him his perfect sound, this perfect soundness in the presence of you. Do you have that faith? The faith which is by him. Huh? The gift of faith. So, what Peter did there, of course, was healing, was working of miracles. Right? Because the man had been laid from the wonder's womb. It was healing, it was working of miracles, but it was faith. We see the faith. We see what the gift of faith, where the gift of faith has to play. Okay? By faith in him, faith gave him soundness. So there was a ministry of faith in Acts 3. When there's a gift of faith, miracle will be in view. When there's a gift of faith, miracles will be in view. It is for a miracle. It is not the miracle. Gift of faith is not the miracle. It is for a miracle. Thank you, Jesus. The gift of faith is not the miracle. It is for a miracle. Now, if you look at the ministry of Jesus, there are stories, for example, the woman in Mark 5, the issue of blood, the gift of healing was present, right? Miracles were present, and power was released. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, with me. Well, of your speaking tongues. Speaking tongues. Fine with the issue of blood. She taught Jesus, and the fount of blood ceased. Right? Jesus said, who touched me? Power has gone out of me. Now, did Jesus know the sickness that was healed? No. The woman was the one that told Jesus. Are you observing what I'm saying? The woman was the one that told Jesus. So it's not out of place for you not to know what is healed. You know, sometimes you just say, someone is healed, someone here, you came with a sickness, you are healed. Don't say, tell us the sickness now. No. Not every time. You know, it's possible that someone is in this place and gets healed, and I will not know. That happens times without number. Times without number. I mean to me. I was preaching, and it was at the end of every day. Let me say, after you were preaching, I had one lump to me, and it was God. I did not know. If you did not tell me, I will not know. For life. Hallelujah. So, it happens. Is that okay? Is that okay? It happens to Jesus. Who are you? Alright, so Jesus did not know. It was the woman that told him. Jesus said, gastroenteritis is just him right now. Right? Where is it? Okay, chronic hemorrhagia. With uterine prolapse, third degree. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm eating the remembrance of you. Hallelujah. So Jesus did not know. So let's see another case. Matthew 17. Say we live in miracles. We walk in power. Matthew 17. A man brought his child sick of epilepsy to his disciples of Jesus, and then they could not do anything. Remember the story. This man's going on by fasting and prayer. Alright? So, they could not do anything. And when Jesus came, let's go what Jesus had to say. Verse 17. Verse 16. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus and I said, O faithless. Did you observe that? O faithless and perverse generation. Verse 20. Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. So, whatever they needed to do for the epileptic person, was the gift of faith. Because of your unbelief. We'll see something. I'm careful not to mix everything up. Was the gift of faith. Alright. So, there are times that, of course, they brought the person not to Jesus, to the disciples. So there are times that he's not the pastor that is ministering. In fact, the pastor should not even be the one ministering. That case. That actually should be you doing the work. Let me tell you. All the miracles that were recorded for Jesus, I said he went from town to town. He's doing good. No, half of them were done by his disciples in his name. Shall I come again? All the miracles I said, Jesus did miracles. He went from city to city, from Bethany, and did miracles. He healed all the sick in the city. Half of those miracles were done by his disciples, the 120, in his name. Not that he was going from house to house. Is that okay?
Aha.
I know you don't know. You think Jesus was good? And his hand did not cut. He was man.
Alright.
So, the disciples could not heal the son. And Jesus said, because of your unbelief. Write that in capital. Because of your unbelief. So, faith is pronounced again. Again, not every miracle is a healing. A miracle just means power in the natural. A miracle just means power in the natural. Whenever we talk about power, oftentimes or not, it has to do with in the works of nature. Whenever we talk about miracles, oftentimes or not, it has to do with in the works of nature. When Jesus calmed the storm, what happened there? When Jesus calmed the storm, what happened there? Faith, miracle, healing? Miracle. Come on. Respond to me. Faith, miracle, or healing? Miracle. When Peter walked on water, that was a suspension of a natural order. Right? He suspended natural laws. And he walked on water. Don't say, but you think. That's a miracle too. Humans don't think. Humans drown. Hallelujah. You know what think means? You're going like this. Normally, if you are walking on water, every time, what you do is, you can't go down straight. You are not pinned. Hallelujah. But Peter drowning was even a miracle. He sank. Hallelujah. You have not taken note of that before. I think I said it before. People of GTO. That sank. He didn't drown. Hallelujah. So, when it comes to miracles, because you can try that, Peter's own. You can try it on swimming pool or something. That's something I was telling you a long time ago. He tried it on swimming pool. Just finished it. Was charged up. Just went. Yeah, that's where the faith is. Faith has ceased. You went there. That's where the faith has ceased. That's fine. How can you be telling me? You want to walk on water? I can't do that. My spirit writer says, you don't test the depth of water with both feet. Hallelujah. Alright, so, so you can try it. Some of you, it's ordinary puddle of water. But, you know what puddle is? Huh? Is it puddle? Oh, cause, you are drowning inside a cup of water. Say, I walk on water. So when it comes to miracles, it is natural. In Acts 28:4, we want to see Paul and the viper. Acts 28:4. Thank you, Jesus. Acts 28:4. We are on the gifts of faith. We have seen examples or something. Acts 28:4. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt, this man is a murderer, whom, though he has escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffered him not to live. And he shook off the beast into the fire. I know he shook off the beast into the fire. I don't know. He said, God of me, in the fire. He's running. I know the truth. And it has set me free. I'm going to shake my body. I'm gonna feel alright. Shake. That's what I'm using. Shake into the. You are not the one shaking the fire. Shake into the fire. It's actually shake off the beast. Hallelujah. So from Acts 28:5. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Albeit, when they looked, when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their mind and said, he was a god. Hallelujah. So, Paul grabbed a viper, or a viper grabbed Paul, anyone that was a grasping, and then he shook it off. That's a miracle. Plus a healing. Well, there was no healing. Healing would have been if it was swollen, and then he went back. But this one, nothing. You know what a viper is? That's the most poisonous, or whatever. Most poisonous. With the venom, real one. Bam! Some people say, Jesus forgive my sins. What have I done? I went to preach to you. My disciples give me a ball. Jesus, what did I eat? You keep moving. Paul did like this. He was smart enough to look for fire. Because if the viper catch another person, if they did not show him the fire, and the viper escaped to meet another person, he had still the power. He put it. He shook the beast. I can imagine how he would have done. I can imagine. You know, some of Hallelujah. That's an audacity of it. You should contemplate in the fact. Similar. No, the way you don't tell me. Hallelujah. That's a miracle. That's a miracle. So not every miracle is a healing. The shook of the business is a fact. Do you know the raising of the dead is a miracle? In fact, Jesus being raised from the dead is a miracle. Miracles are oftentimes creative. They are creative. Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law of fever. I told you, don't neglect fever. In your power, treat you, say, fever. Go back to fever. Wait. Next. Let's do this thing, cancer. Let's do metastatic carcinoma. Let's leave fever. Hello, Lupanadon now, mommy. No. Hallelujah. Jesus is fever, and it was recorded in the Bible for you. That's a diary. That's what I got right to call it. Diary of signs and wonders. Praise God. So, not miracles are oftentimes creative. James said, the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Verse 5. He said, the prayer of faith shall save the sick. So, faith is on the path of the minister. We're looking at the gift of faith. But faith is not his own body. Listen very well to me. Listen very well. Faith is on the path of the minister. But faith, it is not his own body. So what will the faith be? So the gift of faith is primarily that you will receive miracles on behalf of another. You will receive the healing on behalf of another. That's what Peter did. We will see how he did. You will receive the miracle on behalf of another. You will receive the healing on behalf of the person, of the recipient. So receiving healing on behalf of another person is the gift of faith. Or receiving miracles on behalf of another. In the woman's case, the woman with the issue of blood, did Jesus say anything for the woman to be healed? Eh? In the epileptic case in Matthew 17, did Jesus say something? Yes. Right? In the Mark 4 storm, did Jesus say something for the storm to calm? Eh? Did he say something? Come on. Mark 4, the storm. Did Jesus say something for the storm to calm? Yes, now, peace be still. Peace be still. That's faith. That's the gift of faith. Who explain? That's the gift of faith. In the case of the woman with the issue of blood, that's not the gift of faith. That's the working of miracle. Without the gift of faith. In the gift of faith, we say, there's always an instructor. When it comes to the gift of faith, a command is given. An instruction is given. In Act 3, Peter's case, what was the instruction? Rise up and walk. You know, Peter would have just done like this. And the person would come up. That would be working of miracle without the gift of faith. Are we learning something? Peter would have just laid hands and the person will rise up. That would be a working of miracle, but not the gift of faith. The gift of faith will say something. Take up your bed and walk. How did Peter receive that miracle on behalf of the person? He took the person's hand. He took the layman's hand and he brought him up. In the gift of faith, you will receive the miracle like it's your own. You will receive the healing like it's yours. In the gift of faith, you will receive the miracle. You will receive the healing like it's yours. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Are we together? So, you will hear the instruction. Just like John 5. When Jesus told the man, he said, without being made whole. The man said, I have no man to put me into the pool. Jesus said, rise up. Take up your bed and walk. That is the gift of faith. Huh? An instruction. A command is given. You will act like it's your healing. In the gift of faith, words will be spoken. Every time it is used, you will hear a specific, definite instruction. Play for me. Every time it's used, you will hear a specific, definite instruction. Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. Come on, listen to me. Lazarus, come forth. I love the way how W. Schambach put it. He said, Jesus has to say Lazarus. Because he did not say Lazarus, every dead person will come out. I said, wow. Did I hear that? I was in my room. I said, I felt like going out and not laying hands on anybody. That's audacity. I don't even know how to be shamba. Jesus said, Lazarus. He said, because if he was not specific, every dead person around that year will come out. That is what gift of faith can be. It's an instruction. Lazarus, comfort. Rise up. Take up your bed and walk. Stand up. Little girl, arise. Little girl, arise. Talitha Kumi. Not just that, I just lay like Elijah. Just lay on the dead body, right? But he didn't do that. He didn't do that. He said, come on, you're sleeping. Arise. That's the gift of faith. You will hear a definite instruction. a command will be given. The person will get up. Listen. In the case of faith, when you see the layman, and you say, get up. The person will only get up because you said so. That's the faith. The faith of a person will move on your faith. Eh? The moment I see someone that is dead, and I say, hear your name of Jesus. The person will not do like this. So that to my sound, huh? Healing will never be wrought if I do not clap. Come on. If I don't do this, in the name of Jesus, the healing will not be wrought. Now, is it every time that I have to do? No. There are times that I will just do this. Come on. Be healed. But there are times that it is specific. Here in the name of Jesus. Are you listening to me? You see a blind man, say, count my fingers. You know, I don't even pray. Look at me. White or black? Fair or dark? A blind man. And he says, fair. You're in the car. That's the gift of faith. The person has now acted based on your faith. Are you listening to me? So, in the gift of faith, you wear specific commands. It's a move of faith based on your faith. It's creative. You will find words spoken. Notice the gift of faith will be earned. It's earned in the sense of it, but it is in the spirit. Are you listening to me? The gift of faith will be earned in the sense of it. That is, the instruction that I said is not something that people know yet. It will be loud enough. Are you listening? Come on. Very well, sir. Are you listening to me? It will be loud enough. Count my finger! You know what I'm saying? God's power is loud. Hallelujah. God's power is loud. God's power is bold and it's working. So he said, count my fingers. How many? He said, four. You don't need to say that. Come. You raise your voice. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you hear instructions. Go and check yourself. Yeah. Go and check yourself. When it's Monday, go and check yourself. It's gone. That's the thing. Do you know if the person does not check himself, the sickness will remain there. At the time you are saying it, often and not, at the time you are saying it, it's still there. Until the person now takes that move of faith based on your word. You just go at the point it is gone. I do the miracles. I do the miracles every day. Check yourself. Go and do the test. Go and run the scan. Praise God. So, in healing the blind, he said, fair or dark. How many people are here? Count off. How many people? And he said, the blind man. You know, you don't operate in that boldness every time. How many of you know? How many of you that boldness will not come every time when you're mission? It doesn't come every time. That kind of boldness will not come every time. It's a gift of it. It's a ministry. You see the blind man says, hello, can't tell me about that here. And immediately, if the faith of the recipient so wants to receive, you say 1, 2, 3, 4. That's it. That's how the miracle will run. You know, you won't learn instruction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just tell me about that here. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's how it. It's better that you don't say, I can count. You can't. The person's feet will move on your feet. That's the gift of faith. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. The boldness and the gift of faith is supernatural. It's a supernatural boldness. You know, in the gift of faith, when you begin to do what you could not do before. That's an instruction. Once the person, let's say the person that could not use the right leg before, and he just like, this. You know, the moment he wants to initiate that movement, the healing is wrong. If he stays there, and he says, this is what he could not do before, and he could not do it, he will remain like that. But the moment he acts, his faith on your faith, the gift of faith is not precious. Miracles wrong. Hallelujah. Remember, it is not the miracle. It is for the miracle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So be stirred up. Be bold about the power of God. Be bold about the power of God. The same power that Jesus wrought, that the apostles wrought in the book of Acts, we have today. The same power that Paul used to shake off the beast is the power. The power is here today. That's not God. The same power that passed this is here today. Hallelujah. We don't have less of God's power. No. You know, you actually can go and see that person that could not hear. You cannot hear at all. And tell the person, good morning. You know, the gift of it. That good morning is the gift of it. Say, ah, good morning, how far now? And I say, good morning. The gift of not just realize that it is. But you have walked based on your faith. Come on. Come on. Are you listening to me? Go and check yourself. Begin to do what you could not do. How many things? Three? I walk in miracles. I walk in miracles. I walk in God's power every day. If you tell the person, say I have a child. Let's say, that's what I'm going. Say I have a child. I have a child. And you know, here she will come. Sorry, here she will come. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's the gift of faith. So as you minister to people to receive healing, you can also minister by the gift of faith. Support that supernatural goodness. It actually comes in the place of prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have not been a man of prayer. The gift of faith, you might really not encounter it. You might be rare that you encounter the gift of faith. It comes to prayer. Remember the apostles' prayer and ask for it. Thank God that we both this. Signs and wonders may be wrought through the name of your Holy Child. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, you can actually heal. You can actually walk with your children. Are you listening to me? You can lay. Come on. Stand up. The person has been lying down. Probably a sickness that is debilitating, killing him. And then, come on. Get up. Come on. Get up. And we are on. Hallelujah. Don't let that one stop you. You say, get up. You know, like, come. Give me a hand. Come on. That's the power of God. Hallelujah. That's the power of God. It's called the gift of faith. So what? Walking. Hallelujah. So the ministry of death, you can clap your hands. That you are clapping is what is faith reacts. I get what I'm saying. That you are clapping like this. His face will not act on that clap. The moment he turns his head to that clap. So yeah, you know, someone is doing like this. He wants to. Huh? Suddenly, he wants to turn. That turning is what we're making here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, someone that has mental issues. Say, how are you doing? What you don't expect is mental body to answer you well. So, but you acting on that thing, you just hear, I'm okay. The miracle is real. That's people. And if you understand what you're facing now, you understand what you're facing. Hallelujah. Can you imagine these things from working on miracles? But it's for working on miracles. And it's things from healing, obviously, to Papa. Praise God. So as you minister the gift of healing, be quick to minister the gift of healing. When you stop the rain, you alter the cycle of healing. The power gift often comes together. Are you listening? The power gift often comes together so that you will be done by before you realize that, okay, which gift did I just use? You might not be able to say, I'm doing just like utterance too. Once you are done, now say, okay, I gave tongues, I gave salvation, okay, that's prophecy. Exactly. Power gives all time work together until it is wrought. Now you can now, but take note, of the instructions you are giving. Is that clear? Tell us what you are saying. That the minister to people, watch. Watch when you will give instructions to make the first receive the miracle. Listen to me. The instructions are not programmed things. Then I say, Pastor said, it's four. $5,000 is your work. Yes. You'll have kept that in your pocket. What do you see? It's not a program thing. It's not a program instruction. Do you know it's a spur of the thing? It's a spur of the moment. The boldness is supernatural. It's just come. You know sometimes, that's what I was telling you that it's rigorous. See by a law. The woman asked. And they are always old. They leave by a law. They let us settle down on the tumor. Settle down on the tumor. He shouted, ha! They lift that up again. The tumor was there. They lifted up. Give her again. She fell down. Bam. The tumor was there. Church members are already calling police. Church members. Our pastor is mad. Come and carry. He wants to give one woman a card. Of course, America. Police. You are there. England, rather. You are there. 3 to 2 minutes. Wow. I've got the third time. Bring her home. Leave her. He said, we are not leaving her. Apostle, we are not leaving her. He said, leave her. They left her. Of course, the police were arrested. When he's arrested, of course, he's a boy. He said, they're out. To cause every high to man. They brought her home. Come on, come. Hallelujah. That's the power of God through the kingdom. Hallelujah. That's the power of God at work. Leave her alone. Leave her alone. There are instructions that we give. Specific. Are you listening to me? So they are not programmed things. You can have yours. Sometimes you tell the deaf person, blink at me 3 times. Yes. Blink at me 3 times. Come on, a miracle has been wrong. Hallelujah! Praise God! It's out to operate the gifts of power. Boldness! So prepare yourself. All week, pray every day. Exactly. Pray every day this week. Pray every day for yourself. Prepare yourself to rust the wonder. Remember, you don't work miracles because you know who you are in Christ. You work miracles because you are given to prayer and to exercise in the same. Exactly. Is that clear? Alright. So for example, when you cast out the demon and say, come out, that will be a working of miracle and a gift of faith. Right? Because an instruction is given and something is wrought in the supernatural. So casting out the demon will be a working of miracle and a gift of faith. When a person is sick, the gift of healing comes up. You lay it. Sometimes it's a demonstration of the gift of the Spirit. Can also discern. No? I told you that it will just be a demon. That it's just a demon that is speaking to the person. There was a story, I don't know if this, of a particular person. And of course, the pastor was sitting. The person came in. And if I don't want to preach to the person, I mean, I don't want to hear anything. 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 So, eat you. It switched. It switched. The pastor switched. And it was a demon, actually, that was talking. And the person moved to the toilet. And the person said, oh, you can go, you can. And as he was going up, he said to the demon, don't come back again. Went to bed, and he came back. And the pastor preached. Oh, resistance. Nothing. And about the next 2 days, when he saw him again, when he preached to him, don't stop me. No, I don't want to hear anything. Hallelujah. You cannot stop the person, but you can stop the thing. Hallelujah, because the person's will that. Eh? Eh? So you can enter a room, and you will discern that it's demonic work. And the first thing says, excuse us. I want to. They will be looking at you, what are you doing? Who should I speak? You know, you see them. You are talking to you, you can hear me. excuse us now. Hallelujah. There's a particular man, I've got his name, I think it's A.W. Tozer. You know A.W. Tozer? A.W. Tozer, we go to a crusade. And he'll say, I am A.W. Tozer. And demons will flee. I mean, he starts with him. That was the name. His name is A.W. Tozer. I am A.W. Tozer. And that's the name. Fall under the power. It's half God's generous. Hallelujah. Heart of you, Shaman. Hallelujah. Lester Sumra. Praise God. The same power in the earth. Same God, same story. Same power. Nothing missing, nothing. Hallelujah. So you can use it. You know, when we learn, when we walk miracles, we suspend the sensual order. Hallelujah. When we walk miracles, we suspend everything that has to do with the senses. Your boldness is supernatural. The laying of hands is supernatural. The way you do it. Holy God, we have done it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We suspend the sensual order. We take the sense of it. So you go to the shop. And you see the woman. Shake it. Say, come on, come on, get up, get up, get up, get up. Say, get up to where? Get up. You don't get up. Get up. That's the healing. That's the healing. Not able to pass the building up. Can you see? Can you see? You have left. You are now an unbeliever. That's what Jesus was moving them for in Matthew 7. That's because of your unbelief. So I know the power of God. I have confidence in God's power. I'm not under any pressure because I'm not working for myself. I have confidence, full confidence, in the power of God that works in the spirit of man. Hallelujah. Come on, give me.